can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Live, Laugh, and Be You. Here on Fantabulous BBS Radio, Audrey Lynette is our host, and Dave and Linda Laskowski are your co-hosts. Audrey's in California. We're in Kansas City. Sunshine, blue skies. Everyone's in love or working on it. Lynn is going to snipe in and out today because she is in the middle of a class that she's teaching with colonic stuff, so we really don't want her not being where she's supposed
I'm here,
to be.
I'm here. I am just training the future colon therapist of viable options.
Yeah, so we don't want...
It doesn't get any better than that.
We don't want any code brown. So, Linda, you just pay attention to what you're doing.
I am.
That end of the office. And we're going to have an awful lot of fun today, and we've got some very interesting subject matter for you. We're going to be talking about targets. And I guess targets versus goals and a whole lot of stuff. So this is going to be very enlightening,
yes.
Very enlightening. Audrey, are you with us?
I am. I am now. I've answered the phone. I was...
Okay. Yeah. We had a small technical snafu there, but caller ID and all that good stuff. But we're good. We're good. We're good.
It's fabulous. Good morning. Well, it's good morning from here. So hello, both of you out there.
Yeah, okay. Excellent.
And for the person that Lena's having her new colon therapist work on, hi, it's good to have you with us.
Yeah, be brave. Be very brave.
Be brave. Be very brave. Yeah.
Yes, she's smiling all the way to the bathroom. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yay, that's a good thing.
Good for her.
This really is live radio, and we really are here with you. So how does it get any better than that? Yes. Targets versus goals. It's like I've been playing with that around in my head and looking, well, what do we actually talk about with those? And I just keep hitting a lot of barriers. It's like, have any of you ever really felt like you've just completely failed at achieving everything that you wanted to achieve?
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily that bleak. It may, but when I work a lot with people in their bodies, a lot of people have so many goals that they want to achieve with their body. And whenever one doesn't occur or it doesn't happen fast enough, it ends up becoming a battering ram and a place from which we can just load ourselves with more judgment and more upset because we haven't achieved it. That's really what I meant by, have you ever felt like you just have... you just feel like you're hitting a barrier every time you have a goal.
Oh, yeah.
How did that sound, David?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's one of those, if I had a dollar for every time, I wouldn't have to ever work again, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's that energy that I'm sort of just describing now, where you have all these goals in mind, you really want to achieve that. This is going to happen. I'm going to make it happen. And then you reach, and a lot of the time you attach a date to it. You know, I want to be able to fit into a size 2 dress for my sister's wedding.
Yeah.
And so there's a set date to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so how much pressure and tension do you then have to put yourself under to try and make sure that you achieve that goal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like the jailhouse... The bars are coming down, and the gate is closing, and the locks are snapping.
Yeah, yeah, it has a lot of that, and all of that. And I just jumped in the deep end, get on the phone, and start talking about the energy of what targets or goals can create by the pressure. So how does it get any better than that?
Yeah.
Well, as you're talking about the targets and the goals and the weddings and everything, we're kind of in that situation. We have 2 weddings. We have 1 in Michigan and 1 in Hawaii. So we were setting goals, and it was just feeling so heavy and, oh, my Lord, how are we going to do all this and blah, 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 blah. So we started after we got into Access, we started looking at it as targets. And we've been able to move those targets around, and things are coming in very nicely. So all the pressure has come off, and we're getting to these weddings and making the travel arrangements with ease and joy and not panic and fear. Even though fear is not real, we were mass producing it.
And I could feel it over here. It's like
I know.
Out there.
You kept calling, going, Lynn, what is going on?
And she wouldn't say anything because she was like, I've got this goal. I've got this I'm getting to this wedding. It's going to happen. And I was like, is it happening with ease? No,
it
doesn't
now.
Matter. It's going to happen. I'm going to make it happen.
Yes,
even
it
if
is
I have
now.
To go and do this, and this. It was very funny. I'm sorry, I got very loud then. That was very exciting. It's like.
And that's what
that
happens
energy.
With a. That's what happens with a lot of clients coming in here. They're telling me what they have to do, their goals, and they're getting more constipated because they're holding on to their goals so hard they can't let anything move.
Yeah.
So.
Because heaven knows you've got to get everything right before you can get the goal.
Yes.
And you have to do it exactly right. And if it doesn't happen when you say it's going to happen, then you've done something wrong. So you better go and figure out what you did wrong so that you can judge yourself for not getting it right. And then that's the reason why you never got the goal.
Yeah.
Whew.
Wow. Anybody wow, that was heavy.
I know.
felt that one go through here.
I know. Isn't that intense?
I think every time that I've missed the goal, I go back at it again. And I think more often than not, the best phrase I can use for it is I try to get that goal, whether I need it, want it, or anything, by brute force. I'm going to make sure I get that no matter what. Oh, my gosh, what a setup. What a setup for failure or confusion or headache or some kind of craziness.
Yeah. Well, look at the words that Lynn used. She was setting goals, and then Davis would happen to use brute force. To get them.
Yeah.
And it's like both of those sort of phrases, setting and then brute force. It's like, do either of those depict kindness or possibility of change?
No. 100% judgment. 100% locked in, locked down, put on your helmet, here we go.
Yes. And it's like the movie The X-Men, the Juggernaut. They get in there, and he's got this metal helmet, and he keeps bashing at things until they come down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had a visual then.
Yeah, there we go. Enjoy.
I love your visuals, Audrey.
What's that, darling?
I love your visuals.
I know. Woo-hoo. Well,
they usually come through in Technicolor.
That's right. Woo-hoo. All that pressure, all that tension. How many of you have felt like you're really bashing your head up against a wall when if you just were able to look just a... No, that's the answer. I'm giving you the answer already. I shouldn't do that so fast. We should have a bit more questions and intensity and judgment first.
Yes. We always have to have lots of judgment.
Lots of judgment. So how much judgment do you all have about all the goals that you haven't achieved or all the... stress that it took to achieve that goal that are getting in the way of you actually receiving, achieving, and attaining them.
Yes.
Okay, well, as we always do, will you be willing to let all of that go now?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Okay, so would you be willing to not judge yourself for this 10 seconds?
Yeah.
And let it all go, dust it off, and start again.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Let's put a little twist on that. What if the goals are somebody else's, and you're just part of the herd? I just came right straight through my brain. How many times was I trying to contribute to somebody else's goals?
Absolutely. And here's another twist on that. How many times have you been going after your goal and the goal that somebody else sets for you is much less, so you've had to slow yourself down to catch up to that goal?
Oh, my goodness.
I just wanted to twist your brain a little further.
Oh, thanks.
That wasn't really hard to do, but thank you.
Yeah, David's already twisted. He's already halfway there.
Yeah, thank you very much, Audrey.
You're welcome, Alex.
Kicking my spine, kicking my brain.
This is David's turn to be under the bus.
Yeah.
It was mine a couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that came through your brain, because it is. It's very true. Like, if I look at the times that all the weight loss programs that I went to, I would have goals, and they'd ask me my goals, and then they would set me their goals for what my goals should be. And then the doctors would say, well, you really need to change it this way. So a lot of the time, what you might have as a goal or a target for yourself ends up becoming a goal different because somebody else has put a point of view or decision on that.
Yeah.
And I was facilitating on the weekend, and we were talking, and I recalled as a kid growing up, I was very quick at math. I was very quick. I was very fast. And my parents had a hard time keeping up with my math abilities. So they couldn't really help me with my homework anymore, but I would come home with straight A's. You know, I'd come home with an A, and they were like, well, how is she doing that? And then my poor brother, he'd come home, and it'd be like, he's failing. You need to do more with him. So I would come home all excited that I'd gotten my A and achieved my target. You know, that's what I was going for. That's what I wanted. And it'd be, oh, that, stop showing off in front of your brother. That's right. Not considering him. And I would get into trouble for achieving my goal and judged for upsetting someone else, my brother, who hadn't achieved the goal that they thought he should have. And nobody ever asked him what his goal was.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to be in school, so how does it get any better than that?
Well, I sense a clearing around how many times have you dumbed yourself down so somebody else can achieve their goal and you just get lost in the shuffle.
Yahoo! Exactly. Exactly. And that is coming. So you noticed how, if you're listening at home and that energy came out, how many times have you had to slow yourself down, dumb yourself down, or, dare I say, stop yourself to fit in with another person's goal, another person's perspective, another person's point of view?
Wow,
get some flavoring to that one. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, children are seen but not heard, and, you know, this is what we do as a family, or your father said we're going to do this, but I want to do this, and all those times, all the thousands and thousands of times growing up when a person gets invalidated, when their targets just don't even get, they get completely ignored. Wow.
Yeah. So, and then as a kid, because you're all, you always win as a kid, huh?
Sure, right, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wrong family.
No. Yeah. So how much resistance and reaction and alignment and agreement of someone else's goal or target or point of view have you gone into in order to not have it, but how it's turned back on you and thrown you under the bus yet again?
Yeah.
Because whenever you align and agree with somebody's point of view or resist and react to it, you are
no, Audrey,
still on the effect
of it. I don't remember if we've actually, if you actually shared with us the definition of a goal versus a target. The original...
I'm coming to that, my love.
Ah, excellent.
I was
just 10 seconds ahead in perceiving. Thank you. But I'm not going to slow myself down.
Don't slow yourself down, sweet man.
No.
So everything that is and everything that brings up, will you let all of that go now?
Yes.
Thank you. And then prompt you clearing. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm happy to talk about the difference between the two. And when you asked me before, you said I can perceive a clearing coming up.
Yep.
It's like that. I was gathering it all up because a lot of the time just hearing the difference between the two words can shift a person's perspective and allow them to choose something even different, even greater than.
Okay,
a lot of the time, like I know we do processing on the show now and again, and we talk about a lot of things, and I know a lot of our listeners have had aha moments, you know.
Uh-huh.
They hear something and go, Oh, thank you. Okay, I get that. And just in that aha moment or in the shift of perspective, you're actually changing already. You're changing everything that you've set out to do just by having that aha moment. So with all that energy and intensity that we're bringing with targets and goals today, that we're going to, I will share with you the differences of both, and let's see what else was possible.
Here we go.
So last week I mentioned what goals were, and goal in Old English means jail. So in Old English, goal, G-O-A-L, is also jail. And when you look at the energy and what we just talked about already about goals and reaching them and not reaching them and the pressure, how many of you actually feel like you're limited or locked up by your goals? Now, this doesn't have to apply to everybody. However, when you look at the energy of the word and what it means, goal can also mean jail. When you're choosing goals with all that pressure, you can also be putting yourself in a box and throwing away the key, which doesn't allow you to then choose something different and get away from it. It's like David was saying, he would go after the goal, even whether it was good for him or not, whether it was what he really chose in that moment or not. He wasn't going to change it because he was just going to go for it and make sure he achieved it and use brute force to get there.
Yep. Been there, done it.
Yeah. And yet, was it what you're wishing to do anymore, David, or had you...
No, not at all. It was no ease, joy, and glory involved. You know, even the big decisions in life, you know, well, you know you're 21 now, it's time to get married. And, you know, you've been married a year, and it's time to have children, and it's time to buy a house, and time to do this, and time to do that. All these goals put out by other people that were not even on my target radar. But you just, well, it's the party line, you know, we got to follow the herd.
Yeah. And with that, does it come up with any failure, an energy of failure?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we talk about, yeah, you have the success of the goal. However, if you don't achieve it or you don't do it, like all those that you were just rattling on, I didn't do. And I was meant to have kids by the time I was 20 because my mother and my grandmother and my great-grandmother had all had kids between 19 and 20.
Yep.
So when 20 came, it was like, are you okay? Is there something up with you?
Yeah.
No. Well, why aren't you married? And it was like, oh, my goodness. The sense of failure in my eyes, based on my family's sense of goal as well. So that energy of failure when you haven't gone along with the status quo.
Yeah.
I know nobody listening on this radio show has had any resistance to the status quo.
No. None whatsoever.
No.
Not
no.
A conspiracy theorist among us.
None of us on the phone lines have had any of that.
No, not at all.
And so that resistance, but then how many of us, like David and Lynn, just from us three, how many of us have actually living with the sadness of failure? And then made ourselves wrong for failing and not achieving that and not doing that.
Yep.
Okay.
Card-carrying member of the shoulda, woulda, coulda club.
Yeah, a.k.a. goals.
Yep.
Possibly. So all the goals, all the failure, all the aha moments you're having with this, everywhere you've struggled with it, everywhere you've tried to make yourself right when it was wrong or make someone else's point of view right and you wrong, will you let all that go now?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And just a side note, you know, we're using the term of goal, which can mean jail, to explain an intense energy that's created a lot of hardship for people that I've worked with bodies, how much stress, upset, intrigue, and then interesting choices because they never reached their goal. So they make themselves wrong with their bodies. So a simple word like goal, but the intensity and the effect and the energy that we've attached to it can create it being the limitation. The word itself is just a word. However, all that intensity and energy that we've attached to it, the meaning of it, the judgment of it, the considerations of it, have created it being that density and intensity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a nice aha. I like that.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
So the word itself isn't anything. It's what we attach to it and the meaning of it. So how would you like to give good old goal a break and maybe change it into something else that's more flexible, fluid, and more in line to what's true for you?
Why not?
And yahoo! And that would be target.
There we go.
There we go. There we go. There's the word target. It's like, when's she going to get to target? Hello, can we have target now? You've done enough.
Do we start singing Alouette, Jante Alouette, like they do in the commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The hot air balloon is going by.
I love that.
I know for years, my goal had always been to find someone that I could train to be a colon therapist here also.
Oh.
And I stuck to that goal, and I kept waiting and watching and looking, and a couple of times people would come in, and not so much. And then once we got into access and learning the difference, I started putting targets up on the board. My target would be this, and I didn't put a timeline on it. I just said, this is my new target. And about 4 weeks into it, this woman just appeared and said, wow, I would really like to learn how to do colonics. How sweet it is. So
yes.
Here we are.
I have to say, though, Lynn, when I met you, I was inspired. I was inspired just hearing you talk that I thought about wanting to learn how to do colonics. I mean, I fry everybody's brains and they get clearer that way. Why not go the other end, too? I was very inspired.
Top and bottom.
Inside and out. How does it get any better than that?
Well, it really is wonderful. When I hear both of you, Lynn, when I hear you talk about colonics and what's possible, my body gets lighter and happier.
Yes.
Even though it sounds really,
I know.
The relief from my body when I hear you speak about it and the joy that you speak about it and, you know, also the confidence that you speak about it from just allows a sense of peace and ease with my body. And so, woohoo, girl, you rock.
Well, thank you. I am number one in the number two business.
I vouch for that.
I know. Yes. My goal used to be, now my target is to clean up Kansas City one butt at a time.
And it doesn't
not
involve dancing cheek to cheek.
No, it does not.
No pun intended.
You have rendered me speechless, and yet 101 things just ran through my head, and I can't say that on radio.
Had that little herd of gazelles go through your head again, right?
Yes.
Well, if anyone's going to do
everywhere puckering or happy, I'm like, whew, look at everybody, here she comes.
If anyone's going to do anything in their life, they really need to have fun doing it. And people have asked me for 25 years, do you have fun doing this? And I'm like, yes, I do. I have so much fun every single day with all my clients, with new ones coming in, everything. You have to have a sense of humor if you do what I do, trust me. So there it is.
You and I get together and it's funny.
I know, we laugh and laugh. I don't have a client that comes in here that we don't have a party on the table. You know? Their target is to share with me as much as they can possibly share. And everyone goes home happy.
Happy is a good. And they literally do. You get a lot lighter, you have a bit of laughter, and it can make a very intense experience not so intense.
Right.
How does it get any better than that?
Yeah, why shouldn't a target have ease, joy, and glory tied to it? Why shouldn't it be very, very light? Why shouldn't it be fun? Why, there's never a reason. What would it take for any target that any of our listeners, including all three of us, ever set that we're striving for, why shouldn't it just be light and fun and have some laughter behind it? No reason not to, I wouldn't think.
Exactly. And that's why I have some fun things to do to play with targets. What if a target was like a cat toy? Have you ever seen a cat play with a toy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they toss it up there, they throw it around, and they get excited. And then they run around the room, and they come back and play with it again. And then they'll leave it there for a couple of days, and all of a sudden you see it being bounced around the room again as a joyful thing. And that's the image that I came with, so it's coming out right now.
Yep.
It's that joyfulness, that playfulness of, instead of it being set or something that you have to force to show up, what if it was as simple as throwing a toy up in the air, a cat toy, and playing with it? And, oh, wow, that'd be a really cool target. Oh, that'll be fun. Oh, I'd really love to have that. That would be fun, too. Oh, wow, how fun would it be to have that as well?
And the cat never cares where it lands. It's perfectly happy.
It's perfectly happy, and it can show up in all different places, as you found. You found it in your shoe, on your bed, under the bed, all different places. And sometimes when you have a target and you go, wow, that would be really fun, what will it take for that to show up? By asking that question, I'm going to pause for a moment. I'm going to do the extended pause because it's a tool here. When you have a sense of, wow, that would be really fun to have. Like Lynn said, I'd really love to have someone I could teach the colonics to. What will it take for that to show up? What will it take for that to show up? So that question's out there in the universe. What will it take for that to show up? You've thrown the cat toy up in the air. Okay, so what will it take for that to show up for me? And then you've opened the doorway to possibilities. So someone might say something to you that you go, wow, that sounds like fun. That matches what I was asking for with my target. Okay, so let's see where that takes us, and what will it take for this target to show up?
Mm-hmm.
That you're opening the doorway so the universe can contribute to you, and your awareness is now available to be acknowledged for what you can do next.
Universe always has the big picture, right?
Absolutely. Well, the beauty of it is when you ask a question like that, you've already created it happening. You've already started the process of it showing up. When you ask a question like, wow, what will it take for this to show up? The unit, it's already started. You've brought it into creation. You're creating the possibility of it showing up. And by asking, what will it take for it to show up? You're now letting the universe know, hey, I've got my awareness on. Where do I need to look? Where do I require to go? What do I require to do today?
Mm-hmm.
What we talk about, a wonderful one, is where can I contribute my energy today for this to show up? So like the cat thought, you've asked, what will it take for that to show up? And where can I go and what can I do? Well, you might need to go under the bed, or you might need to go in the closet. I know I'm making light of something. However, when you ask that question, you might get a phone call from someone, and it's happened to me so many times. I might say, wow, hey, it'd be really fun to have a radio show. What will it take for that to show up? And then I go to do a bars class in Kansas City, and David and Lynn and I are talking, and it's like, well, we've done radio before. It's really fun. You can do this and you can do that. And it's like, wow, how does it get any better than that? And the more all of us are in that question of what will it take for this to show up, have you guys noticed that more is showing up in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, on a daily, sometimes hourly basis.
Every 10 seconds.
Yeah. And do you get a sense, like just us talking about it, does it a sense of joy or... For some of you, it might feel like, anxiety almost, and the nervousness of when you start asking what will it take for this to show up and what would it be like to have this, you're giving permission to yourself to receive it.
Yes.
And,
yep.
It may not come in the channels or the ways you think. It may not.
No, it never does.
I come from under the bed or around the corner or something like that.
What's that old saying? When my ship comes in, I'll be at the train station or something like that.
Wouldn't it be exciting? Wouldn't it be exciting if you if you're sitting at the office right now listening to this radio show, and let's say you've got a whole bunch of projects going on that you're working on diligently, and you before you went home or when you went home tonight, you just said, "Gosh, where would be the best place for me to put my energy? Which project tomorrow, so that I could get as much done as possible?" And just let it go, and come in and work the next day, all refreshed, and then look at the projects and go, "Wow, that's the one I can jump into right now, and I can get this one knocked off in a few minutes and make the boss happy and make the customers happy and the clients and everybody else." You know, if you just had that thought process going in your background all the time, rather than just, well,
making lists.
Yeah, make a list, sticky memos over everything, and, well, you know, my goal is to get 5 projects done tomorrow. You know, and then at the end of the day, you've got maybe one done, and it wasn't done that well, so.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. There's, with regards to business, there's a couple of people that I've met through Access who have really taken the principles of Access and applied it to their businesses. And one of those couple is Steve and Shatisa Bowman. They're Australian. And they actually take these tools and these questions and possibilities into all different businesses, and people have them come in to expand and educate, and what we're talking about with targets, invite the target possibility and include the questions to get them to where they need to go.
Yeah.
And they're an amazing couple. I know, David, you've listened to them and you think they're fantastic.
Yes.
I'm so glad you got to hear about them.
Read their book and one of their books and worked my way through it. I think I'm on the third reread and just taking an organization, a business, and really empowering your employees and leveraging all the talent that an organization would have from the top to the bottom, even though there is no top and bottom. But everybody in the organization has something to contribute, and everybody can always ask a question.
Yeah. How wonderful for that, for businesses to have target energy rather than just the goal energy.
Yeah.
And the other person that springs to mind, what were you going to say, David?
Well, let's say an organization, a non-for-profit, is trying to raise $20 million, and they've got 1 week left before the end of the goal, and they're $19 million short. I just had this perception of all the pressure. Oh, my gosh, everybody get a coffee can. We got to run out in the street and start collecting coins.
What a lot of the time happens is when that pressure of the goal kicks in, everybody goes looking for the answer. And as we've talked about before, an answer sometimes isn't necessarily correct for you or the way to go. Being in the question can allow you to look from a different possibility. It's a bit like the energy of, if you keep looking for the same, to do it the same way when it hasn't worked before, like an answer can be a set goal, a set, this is how we're going to do it. It reminds me of, we have a cat, and she's gorgeous, she's cute, not very bright, but we love her, whatever is possible. And I remember the morning we're sitting there and she's running, we pop the can open, my husband did, she come charging at the glass door and hit her head. And shook it and backed herself up. The door was open. Like, if she had gone 3 inches to her left, the screen door was open. She came charging and hit her head back on the glass again. And we were stopped for seconds going, did she just do that? And she ran back and she took another leap at the glass door. She could see us. She could see my husband, see the food. She was going to make it. And she kept hitting her head up against the glass. After about the third time, I'd managed to come out of my suspended shock, and I opened the door for her. But it was such an example from my interesting head, and you know how that works, is you keep hitting your head going for the same thing because you see it and you want to get there, but you keep hitting up against something that half the time you don't even see what it is, where if you just changed your perspective, changed your point of view, asked a question of what else is possible, or even what's right about this I'm not getting, you 3 inches to your left, there could be an opening that's so much easier. So just when you were talking about the business and that, an answer, if you go to answer, if you flip it over to question, a different possibility could be right there under your nose that would make a world of difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at all that pressure that comes out of that.
So many businesses, like with the cat, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Well, if it's not worked that way before, even just listening to this radio show, if you just go from goal to target and go from answer to question, my goodness, what are the possibilities? You know, how's it get any better than that? We have no idea what your personal universe can be like if you just make a simple change. Interesting point of view. We'll see what happens. Who knows?
Exactly. You know, that's the same with people and their bodies. Working with people for the years that I have, that whenever somebody, you keep trying to do the same thing to achieve the result, however, what if there was a different possibility for you and your body? And I emphasize for you and your body. Because how many answers are there out there about how you should do things to achieve your goals, targets with your body? There's plenty of answers out there. Are they true for you? Or heaven forbid you ask, is this true for me? Does this make me feel light? You know, it's like that sense of energy. Is it joyful for me to do this? Will this create what I'm after? So just the energy of questioning whether it's true for you or not, rather than just assuming or saying it's going to and keep hitting your head to have it change. I know a lot of people have been asking me that lately, and I will be having a telecall if anyone is interested about doing that, a different possibility with your body, what else is possible. But for now, let's look at that energy that you can take away from this radio show and use it in your life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what would it take for you to let go of every fixed point of view that you have creating how something has to show up instead of the possibility then knowing that it can show up? So all that energy that you have created or held on to, or all the answers, aka fixed points of view, that you have stopping you from having more and achieving the targets that you've already set, or maybe you're setting some new targets now, will you let all of that go and have a different possibility?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. Excuse me, I didn't see that one coming. I was like, oh, woo, that'll be fun. Let's clear that. Because what we're talking about, answers, they're also fixed points of view. It's like you fixate on the answer, this is the way it's going to work for me. When if you ask a question, it could be a totally different way in which it shows up and has it easier for you to achieve it.
Yeah.
I know I digressed and got a little intense again, David. Woohoo! How does it get any better? That's probably because I was talking about people with their goals and their targets with their bodies. And I'm working with some wonderful people right now, and it's been really up in their universe, you know. Mm-hmm. I have this goal out, and I'm wrong. I haven't achieved it. Why haven't I achieved it, Audrey? That's really not a question.
Right.
As much as you think it is, it really isn't. It's just another one of those brutal forces at yourself. Why isn't it happening? Well, what else is possible? There's the energy of that. There you go, David. Save me on this one. I've got all excited.
Just because you can put a question mark on the end of a bunch of words, a string of words, does not necessarily make it a question.
Exactly. And if you ask a question and it makes you feel heavier rather than lighter, then you might want to relook at your question. And if all else fails, say, okay, how does it get any better than that? and what else is possible.
Yeah, then you throw in the truth and the lie energy.
Yep.
You know, if something is, you know, I want to be a size 2 by tomorrow because my wedding's coming up, you know, that it's, you know, the laws of physics are going to kick in here and probably not going to work unless you're a size 2.5 to start with. But to be honest with yourself and to be easy on yourself and to just relax with it and take the pressure off yourself and let the universe do all the work for you, I see a lot more success at the end of that road than I do with brute force.
Yeah. And that's where whenever I talk about bodies, and next week we're looking at talking to loving your body, which is a total different way of doing things to the way we've all been doing it, which has been from that, I have a goal, I have a target, I have to force it, I'm going to make it happen, it will happen. Willpower, if I just have willpower, this will happen.
Yeah.
With that, we're going to talk about some of those myths and some of the intensities that you've used to create what you already have and show you a different way to maybe let go of that intensity so that you can be more present and open to receiving a different possibility.
Yeah. Okay. Just how much lighter does it feel to take all the pressure off yourself? Just let it all go. And I know it's a lot easier said than done. You know, we've been there, done it, doing it every day. So one step at a time, 10 seconds at a time, and it does become easier over, you know, in a very short period of time.
It does become easier, it will. And if you'll just play with the concept of a target, so what would my target be with my body? What would my target be with my business? What would be fun for me to have? Oh, I like this one. What would be fun for me to have as a target for my body? Or what would be fun for me to have as a target for my life? Or what would be fun for me to have as a target for my business right now?
Yeah.
And allowing yourself to get the sense of what would be fun. Or if you have trouble with that, a question I've asked people before is, what brings you joy? What is it that brings you a sense of peace and laughter and joy and gratitude? Even those are some interesting ones to have. What brings you a sense of joy? Where it makes you want to get up in the morning and go and do things or be? And if you'll allow yourself to get a sense of what that might be, years ago I asked someone that question. I said, okay, so what? Give me 5 things that bring you joy. And he said, being outside, working with animals, you know, I really like working with horses, being by the ocean, and he laid them all out. And I said, okay, so what will it take for you to be able to do something that has all of these elements in your life? Because he was looking at work, all of these elements in your work. And he goes, okay, so what will it take for that to show up? And it was actually 10 weeks, and he got an invitation to manage a ranch overlooking the Pacific Ocean. And his duties included taking care of the landscape and learning to train horses, as well as take care of the animals that were currently there.
Wow.
And he would have a house on the ranch to overlook the ocean.
My goodness, how many of our listeners and how many of us are just open to the possibilities, or do we get scared? You know, sometimes we get scared of, oh my goodness, what would happen? What would happen if I had, you know, a mega ball $350 million lottery win? Oh my goodness, my life would change so much. I wouldn't know what to do. And oh, I'm afraid. Well, I think the energy of afraid and being excited is pretty much the same.
They are. Good point, David. A lot of the time, if you're perceiving fear, it may have been just misidentified and misapplied as excitement. We talk about it in Access as when you were a kid and pretty much everything was exciting. Everything was new. You hadn't tried it. You hadn't done it. And a friend of Gary's was, he was with the kids, and the little boy was about to get onto the roller coaster, really excited to get onto the roller coaster for the very first time. he was so excited. He was jumping out of his skin. He was going to get to ride it for the first time by himself. And just as he was about to put his foot into the roller coaster, he heard from behind him his mum yell out, "Don't be afraid!" He went, "Uh-huh." So all that sense of excitement he misapplied and misidentified as fear. So what David was talking about then is that if you're feeling a sense of fear come up, ask, is this fear or excitement? If it's a lot of the time it's excitement, and when you break that down, it's just change.
Yeah.
See, when you start asking questions of what else is possible, the energy is already starting to change. So when you ask a target and what will it take for that to show up, the energy is already being created and you're generating it. So anything that's in the way of that begins to move.
Yeah.
And so your cells begin to get lighter and shift and change. So what if what you've perceived as fear or excitement was just a definition of the movement that's going to be required or the movement that's taking place for it to change?
Yeah.
It's like the concept of the cat going through the glass door to throwing the cat toys up in the air. The cat toys jumping around, it's moving, it's working for you, and it may be a little uncomfortable, it may seem a little weird, but it's just the energy of change so that what you're asking for can show up.
Wow.
How did that sound, David?
What a concept. All the times in my life that I was, when I was went from a three-wheel bike to a two-wheel bike, I was so afraid of falling off that bike, but so excited with the fact that, of the freedom that it would give me. And when I got a driver's license and could first drive a car, kind of a scary thought, but boy, the freedom that it would give you and the first job. So the mixed signals, you know, it's really important, I think, to at least look at the opportunity and the possibilities of just maybe shifting your way of thinking.
Yes.
You know, when my kids were small, it's one of the rare things that my mother passed on that actually made sense was, you know, they'd be out in the swings and they'd be playing and everything else, and she would say to me, "Don't watch, just have Band-Aids handy." And so the kids just went and played, and, you know, within reason, I wouldn't let them jump off of the, you know. However, if you watch your kids, if you become, what do they call them now, helicopter parents, you're always instilling that, oh, my God, don't do that, oh, my God, oh, my God. And yeah. The kid gets no sense of adventure.
I'm just looking at what we've covering today in our show and the things that we're hitting on and what Lynn just described then about that sense of adventure that you probably got told not to have, for want of a better word.
Sure.
What if you were to allow yourself to have the sense of adventure? So the other element of moving targets is you can move them and they can change. And change and movement is what you're looking for the fluidity and openness of a question. So what would it be like if you could take the goals, the current goals that you have, and turn the energy of what else is possible to what targets do I have that would be fun for me to achieve? So playing with that like a cat toy, okay, instead of getting too worked up about your goals, because I know today was about targets and goals, okay, so what goals do I have, and what would it take for this to be a fun target for me? What else is possible, and what would I truly like to have? And then you can ask the question, once you have a sense of that, what will it take for that to show up, and where can I contribute my energy to allow that to show up today?
Yeah, you could be looking at what would it take for me to improve my financial picture, and you could be walking through the office and go up to the company board and say, "Wow, look at that! There's an opening in a different department, and it pays more." You put that question out in the morning, and you could simply walk by or look in the paper and find an ad for a new new job. Who's to say? Anything's possible.
And that's the beauty of target. See, we talked about the energy of the word goal. Now we'll look at the energy of the word target, just briefly before we go. Targets, they can move, and they can change, and they can be different. They don't have to stay the same. So what would it be like if you could take that energy of targets, moving, and change? And then you can move into the energy of what else is possible for you rather than staying the same and feeling wrong.
Yeah.
So what would it be like to be the moving, changing, ever-questioning, open, infinite being you truly be? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you let it go now?
Yes.
You betcha.
Thank you. Woohoo! How's it getting better than that? Right, wrong, good, mad, pock and pot, or nine shots, boys and beyond.
Yeah, even if you don't know what kind of targets to have and you're bored out of your mind with your life, what would it take for me to not have a boring life? You can make the question as generic as you want it to be. It does not have to be specific. As a matter of fact, it probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, open-ended question. What would it take? What would be fun? And play with that like a cat toy. What else would be fun in my life? Different perspective. What else is possible? Woo-hoo. How does it get any better than that? I know we're getting towards the end of our show, and I'm like, woohoo! Did that feel like fun to bring all that together then?
Oh, absolutely. And just a little bit of homework today. Not much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, housekeeping, I guess. I understand that on April 4th, somewhere in Santa Barbara, somebody that we've been talking to for almost an hour is going to be having a bars class. Is that a true statement?
It is true! Yay!
And then on April 15th, at Viable Options here in Kansas City, we're going to be offering a bars class. So we're very excited about that. What are all the possibilities?
That's a birthday present for yourself, David.
Yeah, well, yes. It is my birthday, so income tax day, and we don't put any numbers to it, and I really don't care about birthdays. It's just, I'm just excited to have be able to offer a bars class because all the possibilities.
You're going to be celebrating living.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And somebody must have found out it was his birthday because it's filling up by the moment.
Yeah, and I promise everybody I won't be teaching the class in my birthday suit. That's the scary.
That could have been an invitation,
yeah.
David.
However, there will be special treats for his birthday.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go down Pastry Lane and make some choices here. Very exciting.
Excellent.
And, of course, we want to say hello to everybody over at BeVogue there in Independence, Missouri. Hi, girls and guys. Because if your hair isn't becoming, you should be coming to BeVogue. I don't know where that came from. It just shows up every once in a while there. And we're very excited. You know, usually within a day or so, we have this show archived on a couple of our websites, viableoptions.com and acfkc.net. So we always encourage our listeners to give them a listen a couple of times and recommend them to friends that may be receptive and in a receiving mode to maybe look at some different possibilities. And you can go to AudreyLynette.com and say hi via her website. There's contact information if you'd like a personal session with Audrey and like to learn a little bit more about Access. AccessConsciousness.com is the main site for access information. All over the world, thousands and thousands of facilitators and places you can go to have bars run. And, oh, gosh, we just won't have enough time for that. So thank you very much, everyone, for joining us this week. And, Doug, if you'd be so kind as to take us out with our wonderful music, everybody be well and have a great week.